All right, it's good to get back to work, start preparing for Kansas City. It'd be good to get in front of our home fans. Hopefully they're loud again like they were last time. The more they're into it, it always helps us. So, questions?
How do you feel about the safety position at this point in the season?
I feel good about Harrison. It's fluid. Just keep working them.
Talked a lot about consistency. Is it still just not something you're seeing from whoever's in there?
Pretty much.
Antoine Exum made any progress from these past few weeks here?
Some. We'll see how he does this week.
Is he a candidate to potentially get more playing time?
Potentially. I feel good about him.
Week helped you guys make some adjustments in pass protection after Teddy got sacked 7 times in your last outing?
Well, a lot of it was mental errors that we had. A lot of it was guys rushing, but, I mean, we spent a lot of time with it, yeah. So we'll have to see how that unfolds.
Denver was a good look for preparing you for what Kansas City does. Did they do similar things?
I mean, in some ways they do similar things, in some ways they're different. I mean, they're a little bit, obviously they got two good edge rushers and they play a lot of man-to-man. They're very stout up front in the middle. Linebackers are fast. But they have a few different fronts, more fronts probably than Denver did.
Rushing yards per game, but yet you're number 32 in passing yards per game. How important is it to maybe get a little bit more balance in that particular area?
How are we in scoring points per game? That's all I care about. Wins and scoring points per game. Thank you.
What does a guy like Brock Vereen need to do to potentially get in the mix? I know he's in the practice squad. He's probably been around for, 2-3 weeks here?
Yeah, it's still a learning process for him. I would say at this point, Anthony Harris has a better chance of getting a mix than Brock Vereen does.
Seen from him in practice since...
Harris?
Yes.
Smart, athletic, seems to know what he's doing for the most part.
23rd in scoring and 6th in points allowed per game. How do you assess each of those? I guess first the offense, 23rd. I imagine you'd like to be a little higher than that.
Well, we'd like to score more points than that. Obviously we want to be in the top 10 in everything. So it's more about sustaining drives. It's when we convert third downs like we did, we need to convert into points, and so that's part of it. Part of it is that. I honestly, it's nice to, but it, more important is winning games and scoring points. So that's the most important ones.
How much do you talk to Teddy about situational football and, when maybe he can make a certain throw and when not to, depending on field position or down and distance?
Well, I talk to him more about a lot of the situational things that come up in the game. It's not so much about making certain throws. Norv does that. We sit down and talk about a lot of the third down stuff. We sit down and talk about situation football, what we're thinking here, where we're trying to go. But Norv is the expert on when to make what throw.
Just kind of in general, the philosophy, or how do you think he's done in growing and learning that part of the game, Teddy?
I think he's good. What's our turnover? Where are we at in turnover margin? I think we're pretty good, but you can check on it. I think that's been good. We're taking good care of the football offensively, and so that is a big factor in today's NFL. Sometimes he's careful with the ball, but that's not a bad thing. Sometimes it's good to punt. you know, change of field position, but we'd much rather have that than turning the ball over. And I think I do think he continues to do a good job with that. And, that's what he did last year, and that's what he continues to do this year is those things. And the rest of it will continue to get better with him.
Like, what do you see when you look at their running game and screen game without Jamal?
Well, they've got a terrific screen game, and it's not always with him. Sometimes it's with Thomas. Sometimes it's with Selleck. So they average about six screens a game. They do a great job there. The running game, I assume, who knows? But I think they'll be similar to the things that they've done with, the bellies and the, the counters and stutters and things like that that they run. They may go in and start running some presses and things like, like we've seen in the past. So their backs, they're good backs. I don't want to take anything away from Jamal Charles because he's amazing. But Davis has had some really good games. West hasn't had a lot, but I know that they like him a lot. He's averaging 4 yards a carry. So I assume they're going to do a lot of things that they do. Because they're averaging 340 yards a game or something. And so
when a team loses a guy who was basically their identity offensively, obviously it's good to not play him with him in the game, but what about the uncertainty of the possibility that they might change things up?
But yeah, there's always the uncertainty. I mean, they've got a lot of tight ends. They could line up in all tight ends like San Francisco did, and try that. But you're right, Mark. Part of it is the uncertainty of, when they got all their guys, you kind of know what they're going to do, and then you have to figure out and adjust during the course of the ball game. Usually,
tied for eighth. You have eight takeaways, four giveaways, plus four margin.
Tied for eighth.
Tied for eighth.
Okay. So I'm in all
the lines.
Oh, sorry.
Did you have?
I was going to say your thoughts on that. And Alex Smith. When you look at him, consistency is not always there, but
he's very talented. He can make all the throws. I remember playing against him last year in the preseason. We played. He makes some really good throws, and I think the tight end and Macklin both are very good security blankets for him. They do a good job of getting the ball out quick. They've got a lot of five outs, and they're not. I wouldn't necessarily say they're a protection-based team. They're going to try to get the ball out, get five receivers out, and that's why. I mean, there's a possibility they may go five wide receiver or four receivers and a tight end this week, because of the things that they're trying to do with, or put Thomas in the backfield and use him as their screen guy, and the things you're talking about. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, the statistics we're throwing around, I guess it goes back to what you said Monday, is good teams just find a way to win. Sometimes you're going to win ugly, sometimes it's running, sometimes passing. Is that, you want to expound on that?
That's the most important thing in this league. That's what keeps coaches their jobs, is if you win. And would I like to be great every Sunday we go out? Absolutely. But am I upset if we win and we don't play good? Yes, but because I have high expectations. But the most important thing to me is winning. It's not going to be perfect every Sunday, and that's why I keep reminding our guys that this is a team. It's not an offense or a defense or a special teams. It's how can you help us win? What can you do in your job to help us win as a football team? And some of it might be field position, might be, securing a double team. Just a lot of things that, I've just been a firm believer in those things. The best team on Sunday wins. Not necessarily the best team for the rest of the year, but in that particular day, who's going to win?
You've mentioned Kelsey a few times. How do you think your linebackers have done covering tight ends that might be somewhat similar to what he does?
Well, he's really good. I always have a hard time with saying how to, because we don't play man-to-man all that time. You know, usually we're playing some kind of zone within man within zone, so it's not always this guy has him or that guy has him. So, I don't know, going back thinking it's hard for me to answer, to be honest with you. I mean, I think we have pretty good cover linebackers, but I don't, for me to say that we've covered tight end specifically very good, I would be guessing.
You have a lot more options as a defensive guy now with speed at linebacker. I mean, can you play more different? Like you mentioned, all these different defenses you play against guys like that. Is that, how much does that help?
Well, the more speed you have everywhere helps. I think, you know, in today's NFL, with like the guys you're talking about, the Kansas City guys, with they have so much speed offensively. You want to be able to try to match up the best you can, and you know, the slower guys in today's NFL with the passing game and all that, it just makes it more difficult. But luckily, with Barr and Kendricks and Greenway does a good job, you know, and then when we get some of the nickel packages, I think that helps too.
How would you assess the four games this offensive line's played together now?
Well, not very good against Denver. Not very good against San Francisco, but I thought they played good against the other two games. So, I don't know, was that C+, B-, something like that? Middle of the road. We can do a lot better.
When you have some time off, can you overcoach that group, or do you want to kind of let those guys continue on the path they're on? Or I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know about overcoaching, but there's a lot of correcting that we have to continue to do. And you know, it's, you know, that group is a lot like the secondary. You know, you have to work so much on everybody understanding where everything's supposed to be, because not everything turns out really black and white. It's, there's a lot of helping here. There's a lot of, you know, it's not like I got this guy, you know, and then they start bringing guys and you change your protections and now he's going to this guy and that guy has to slide and make sure he comes with, you know, the center has to come with the guard, and one time he's too far, one time he's, so it's, it to me, it is a lot like the secondary, and you know, there's so many variables that go on, you have to really be on point. And I think with the newness that we have with those guys, they'll continue to get better. You know, TJ, Harris playing guard, Fusco on the other guard, Berger, I think we'll continue to get better the more we work with continuity.
Time for two more.
Is that mainly a communication thing between those offensive linemen, or is it just a general understanding of how protections are going to change within?
It's some communication, but it's a lot of technique and being together. I guess the best way to say it, like if the guard and the tackle are double teaming the three technique, right? Well, there's at a certain point off the double team, they want to come off and get the linebacker. Well, it's the same thing in pass protection. At a certain point, you're working here, and if this guy goes a little too far and he doesn't follow him, or one guy sets the other way and there's a space there, that's what creates the issues, just like the combination blocks and things like that. Good. Thanks. Sorry I spilled.